Chapter 3. The Kilbannocks' house in Eaton Terrace had suffered no direct damage from bombing. Not a pane of glass had been broken, not a chimney pot thrown down. But 4 years of war had left their marks on the once gay interior. Kirsty did her best, but paint, wallpapers, chintzes and carpets were stained and shabby. Despite these appearances, the Kilbannocks had in fact recovered from the comparative penury of 1939. Kirsty no longer took lodgers. She'd moved from the canteen of the transit camp to a well-paid job as a cipher clerk. Ian's pay rose with the rings on his cuff. An aunt had died, leaving him a modest legacy. And there was nothing in those days to tempt anyone to extravagance. Kirsty had had Ian's evening clothes cleverly adapted into a serviceable coat and skirt. The children were still confined to their grandmother in Scotland and came to London only on occasions. On this October evening, they were expecting Virginia Troy, once an inmate, now rather a rare visitor. "You'd better go out to Bellamy's or somewhere," said Kirsty. "I gathered on the telephone that Virginia wants a heart-to-hearter."
"Trimmer?"
"I suppose so. I'm thinking of shipping him to America. It'll be much the best thing."
"We've done pretty well all we can with him in this country. We've finished the film. The BBC don't want to renew the Voice of Trimmer Sunday evening postscripts."
"I should think not. That seemed a good idea. Somehow it didn't catch on. Trimmer has to be seen as well as heard. Besides, there are a lot of rival heroes with rather better credentials." "You think the Americans will swallow him?"
"He'll be something new. They're sick of fighter pilots.
By the way, do you realise it was Trimmer who gave the monarch the idea for this Sword of Stalingrad? Indirectly, of course. In the big scene of Trimmer's landing, I gave him a commando dagger to brandish. I don't suppose you've even seen the things. They were an idea of Brides in the Bath early on. A few hundred were issued. To my certain knowledge, none was ever used in action. A Glasgow policeman got a nasty poke with one. They were mostly given away to tarts, but they were beautifully made little things. Well, you know how sharp the Royal Eye is for any detail of equipment. He was given a preview of the Trimmer film and spotted the dagger at once. Had one sent round to him. Then the Royal Mind brooded a bit, and the final result was that thing in the Abbey.